Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted online podium for both personal and business insurance. Let's delve into this week's main happenings that shape the Australian insurance industry. On Monday, June 25th, landmarks were made in the courts as the federal court held insurance giants Vero, QBE, and Star International accountable to fulfill their obligations towards Barralba Coal Company. Distinctly, this was despite the expiration of their policy. The whole fracas traced back to an incident involving a radial coal stacker. It had been initially repaired, but unfortunately failed again before it could be fully restored. This second failure is now holding the spotlight. Justice Sarah Darrington, presiding over the matter, issued a firm decree. She stated that the insurer's responsibility remains to not only cover the collapse damage costs, but also the legal fees. The insurer's plea that a form of release absolved them of further liability was turned down. Resolutely, Justice Darrington clarified that this release pertained only to the initial storm damage, not the subsequent collapse. So where does this leave the insurers? They are now duty-bound by legal mandate to cover the additional repair costs incurred after the policy term had ended. Quite a pivotal verdict there, with potential implications for policyholders and insurers in the future. Wrapping up this news, it's essential to note that while the court's decision institutes responsibilities upon insurers, it also further underlines the necessity for clarity and understanding in insurance contracts. Insurers, businesses, and consumers alike should ensure their agreements are clear and comprehensive. That's all from the Insurance Desk for this week. Keep tuning in to Financial Services Online as we continue to bring you the latest from the world of insurance. Remember to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more stories and in-depth reports. I'm Paige Estrotori. Have a great weekend.